Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
So for the bulk of the season, I have watched Brewers baseball and been disappointed when there's been an off day, right? No Brewers game? Like, come on, right? I want to watch the Brewers tonight.
Some sort of break. Man, they play so many games. How many games is it all season?
Well, it's 162 all season, but it feels like, especially in this last month and a half, they had that stretch of 19 games in 18 days, and injuries started to pile up. So while I was disappointed to not have Brewers baseball on my television screen last night, I was thankful the team actually had a day off to try and collect themselves. They got to get healthy here. It doesn't work like a video game, however. If your injured video game player gets injured, they're likely back in 100% in a couple of games. That is not the case right now with the Brewers, as they are trying to get to the finish line as healthy as possible. But they are going to the postseason. We do know that. What their seeding is and positioning, still to be determined. We welcome in Brewers.com writer. It's Adam McKelvey joining us. Hi, Adam.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
A nice day to have a day off, right? Does it feel like the team, in your experience, just being in the locker room each and every day in the clubhouse, was this a much-needed day off for this squad?
Well, they're all valuable at this time of year. I mean, everybody, the healthy players are banged up, too. I saw William Contreras on his Instagram. If anyone follows William Contreras, go look at his story today. He took a picture of his finger, that kind of fractured finger he's been playing with, and it just said something like, "We're good." But the finger did not look very good.
Oh, no.
It's bent in the wrong direction. It's certainly not the color that a finger is supposed to be, but you play through it when you're these guys, and that's what they do. So the days off are really valuable, especially for those bullpen arms. It's the one day doesn't sound like a lot to us mortals, but I think when you're doing this every single day, all the work that goes into getting ready for a major league game, it's really appreciated.
Well, we haven't talked to you since the Brewers clinched a playoff spot. Just awesome news over the weekend. As far as what's happening right now, how big is their lead in the NL Central, and what's their seeding outlook?
Well, look, I mean, that's the right question, I think, Jessica, because the clinch was kind of a foregone conclusion. And, remember, a couple of years ago, it was the same way, where they clinched early and it's subdued with a champagne toast. When they win the division, they'll go nuts. That's when the party will be, because it's a really big deal to win the division, number one. And number two, that they're in the position right now of the number one seed in the National League is a really big deal. That they have the best record in baseball still at this time is a really big deal, because that comes into play should you advance in the postseason. That's how all the home field is determined. So there's still a lot to play for the Brewers. They're 5 games up on the Cubs. So staying in that position is important, and staying in that top seat is important. I know, there's some debate in this current MLB format about, do you want the 1 seed or the 2 because of who you might get in the division series. I think you want the 1, and that sets you up for a really good home field advantage, especially, you play in a dome, you play in front of these great fans who fill the place. They definitely want to play as many home games as possible. So there's still a lot to play for in these games, and I think that's part of why Pat Murphy is saying there's no coasting here to the finish line. They still have important games ahead of them.
So 12 games left in the regular season schedule, magic number of 8 to clinch the division. So any combination of Brewers wins and Cubs losses that equal 8, and the Brewers lock up the NL Central. So it's still in pretty good shape here with that goal in mind. I wanted to ask you about Jacob Mizorowski here, Adam. Trying to figure out where he fits in the postseason. Do you envision the Brewers using him as a starter or situational relief?
Right now my answer is yes, because I think there's an option, an opportunity to use him in either role, and it depends on what round of the playoffs we're talking about. So thankfully, right now, the Brewers look like they can avoid the best of 3, which we've seen the last 2 years is a total crapshoot, and you just don't know what's going to happen. They would start with, if they stay in the position they're in now, a best of 5, in which you need 3 starting pitchers. And the way Freddie Peralta has thrown the ball, I think he's your number 1. The way Brandon Woodruff has pitched, I think he's a starter in a postseason game. I think his moxie and experience matters. And how do you not start Quinn Priester? They win every time he pitches. It's the darndest thing. Even when he doesn't pitch well, they find a way to win. But I think he's pitched well for a long enough stretch that I would think he's a starter in a postseason series. Maybe behind an opener, if the matchup is right, a lefty opener, if it's, say, a team with a lot of left-handed bats, that's something to think about there. So in that scenario, Mizorowski could be a really nice weapon in the right situation. Pick your spot in one of these first couple of games in a best of five in relief. Multi-inning, heart of the order, pick the best place to deploy him. Once you get in a best of seven and you need more starters, I think then it's a no-brainer that Jacob Mizorowski is a starter for you. But look, the one thing I'll say about all that is you can make all the plans you want right now and line it up all you want, and then something happens like it happened with Jose Quintana, where there's an injury concern that comes out of nowhere, and all of a sudden your plans are turned upside down. So I think the main consideration right now is keep these guys on a schedule, get them the work they need, get them the rest they need, control the pitch counts because you've earned the opportunity to make some choices in that department, and you're not just scratching and clawing for every single out. You can kind of line it up the way you want, but just get everybody as ready as they can be and then assess your situation in the morning of game one, because things change so quickly that you just don't know what the landscape's going to be when you get to that morning.
Adam, we've got to ask you about this letter that was attributed to Bob Uecker. A lot of fans thought Bob wrote it himself and left it before he died. I'll be honest, when I watched the video, I initially thought that was the case as well. I thought Brewers manager Pat Murphy kind of ad-libbed in the line about the latest and about where the Brewers were standing right now. I thought that was maybe just an ad-lib part of that. And there was part of me that wondered if there might be another letter down the road if the Brewers make it to the World Series. A lot of fans were in that ballpark, but it was sometime during Wisconsin's Midday News yesterday that we got clarification that it was not Bob who wrote the letter. Can you get all our fans up to speed and what went down here?
I mean, look, Jessica, you're not alone. And frankly, I it confused me as well. It was, a beautiful moment. We've all heard enough from Pat Murphy to know that comes from the heart, that he and all of us and all the fans, anyone who's been at the ballpark this year has Bob on our minds. And I completely understand the sentiment to want to involve his memory in, again, what was kind of a quiet, modest clinch of something that's really important. Making the postseason a seventh time in eight seasons is unprecedented in the long history of this franchise. It's worth celebrating, and it's worth including, someone who saw all those years and loved those celebrations so much. We remember you in the middle of so many of those celebrations. So the sentiment was really wonderful, and the communication, in the moment just fell a little bit short. So, good on the Brewers to kind of clean that up so everybody understands exactly what happened there. But, look, again, I was in the same boat with you, sort of unsure whether that was really a letter left behind or not. And I know some people figured it out right away that it wasn't, and good for you. But a lot of us didn't. And good on the Brewers for, sort of cleaning that up.
Adam, you weren't in the clubhouse at that time, right? That was just players only at that point.
Players only, yeah. And the wonderful thing is, we get glimpses into those moments thanks to social media.
Yes.
And the social media team does such a good job of taking us behind the scenes for some of those, those moments. And I've always thought the wonderful thing about baseball is you feel so attached because it's 162 games, plus 6 weeks of spring training, plus hopefully a month of October baseball. And you see everybody's faces all season long. You're really up close and personal with these players who play this game all summer long. And, the fact that we get to go behind the scenes on some of it is really cool. And I don't think this kind of confusion about something that was really heartfelt and really, when you think about it, a really nice gesture. I hope that doesn't sort of keep us from being part of those moments in the future. So I think this was one that just, the communication was a little confusing, no harm, no foul. Nobody got hurt here. I really hope we get to continue to be behind the scenes because they do a wonderful job of sharing those moments with fans.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's been a pretty consistent message from Pat Murphy throughout the season here, but it's really been amplified lately, Adam. And I've heard his appearances on Wisconsin's Morning News and post-game media sessions where Pat Murphy has routinely and especially recently brought up the fact that this team wasn't supposed to be where they are. Nobody thought this team would be 500. Maybe 500 was the ceiling. Certainly nobody thought a division title was within reach. He keeps amplifying that message. And I know it's a connected message because I've also heard Christian Yelich mention it recently. Look, we are in a position because of good moves, good players, guys that believe, we're here for each other, friendship, all that kind of stuff. It really has been a theme of this season. But have you noticed, has it really picked up recently? Will that be an underlying theme going into the postseason that even if we win the division or are the top seed, nobody expects us to be where we are?
Yeah, because look, I think that's the trick here that they need to pull is this team has been really good when they're the underdog. And it's, that Average Joe's, the jersey from Average Joe's from the movie Dodgeball, it literally hangs on the inside of Pat Murphy's door. They got him a Patches O'Houlihan jersey. And that identity of kind of the scrappy underdogs ragtag team against the mighty Dodgers with their payroll and the Cubs with their payroll and all these other clubs, the Brewers' identity has kind of been those underdogs. And how do you maintain that identity when you have the best record in the sport is a really tricky thing to do. And I think that that's why that keeps coming up. If they go into the postseason with that edge, kind of scratching and clawing for every base, every out in the field, when they're aggressive and play kind of like with nothing to lose, I've heard Christian Yelich put it that way, that's when they're very, very good. And maintaining that little underdog status, the little engine that could, when you actually own the best record and you're the number one seed, is a really tight rope to walk. And I think that's what Pat Murphy and Yelich and the team leaders are trying to do right now.
Hey, Adam, I'm not going to ask us to sing, but don't we need to say happy birthday? Happy 70th birthday to Robin Yount?
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to the kid.
Well, I can't say I remember his 1974 Major League debut. I did share my story from last year, the 50th anniversary of his debut. But I imagine there's a lot of Brewers fans listening who do remember that and are feeling very old today when they see the number 70 attached with the kid. Let's all hope that we look and act like Robin Yount when we're 70 years old, because that guy is still the man.
No doubt about it. Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com writer. He'll be at the ballpark tonight. Brewers take on the Angels, a game you can hear on WTMJ beginning after the 6 o'clock news. Always appreciate it, Adam. Thank you.
Good stuff.
All right. Talk to you guys next week.
Yep, you bet.